This is Kim Wilborn giving you permission to trust yourself. You are meant to create a life that reflects your unique inner truth. As we go through life, however, we tend to get less and less in touch with our own truths and more in touch with other people's truths. When this happens, we find ourselves living a life that feels too much like work. As we become out of touch with what's right for us, we get more and more disconnected from our own true selves. And we begin a habit of reacting to life, just coping, not knowing how to proactively create a life that's right for us. This happens because we don't realize how important it is to trust ourselves. You may have been taught that it's selfish and wrong or even dangerous to trust yourself. Many of us have been taught that if we trust ourselves and live from that trust, we'll end up alone without a mate or a job or security or any of the things we need to make us happy. So we learn to ignore our own inner voices and begin to trust instead in the judgment of the people around us. And all too often, we end up feeling alone without the right mate, security, a job that's right for us, or any of the things we really need in order to be happy. We end up feeling overwhelmed, drained of our energy, and without a feeling of passion or spark. Your own inner voice, the voice of your inner wisdom, is a gift from Source. It is meant to guide you in all things. And every decision you make in opposition to your own inner wisdom is destined to fail in one way or another. Trusting yourself is never selfish. It is wise. Here are 6 steps to self-trust that you can begin to put into action starting today. Step 1. View your life as a work in progress. Start thinking of your life as a work in progress rather than something you should have already perfected. Avoid the trap of feeling that you have to prove yourself worthy in other people's eyes. For instance, if you were raised to be achievement-oriented, you may have learned to completely ignore your inner voice as you pushed yourself harder and harder to conform to a picture of success or service. When this is the case, the only way your inner voice can be heard is through your body, which experiences more and more problems as you continue to live life out of touch with your own unique, authentic self. Consider instead the idea of giving yourself permission to live by trial and error. How would it feel to view your life as one big science experiment, within which you get to see, through trial and error, what you can create and what feels best for you? Now, this can only be accomplished by being completely conscious of the choices you're making and the outcomes you're experiencing as a result of those choices. Living this way serves to deepen your own self-trust and connects you to your power to choose, which is the second step. Step 2. Recognize your own power. Contrary to what it feels like sometimes, no one can take away your power. It can only be given away by you. In fact, we actually trade our power away in exchange for the things we need, like affection, security, approval, just fill in the blank. The trouble is, when you give away your power in a relationship, it causes an imbalance at the relationship's core. And this unbalanced power dynamic weakens the relationship, actually damaging it more and more as time goes by. In order to claim healthy empowerment, you first have to view yourself with compassion and begin to understand yourself and the reasons for making the choices that you've made. You had valid reasons for making every choice that you've made in your life. Your choices may not have been conscious, and they may have been made out of fear, but on some level, I know they made sense. In every moment, no matter what situation you find yourself in, you have the power to choose. Imagine, for example, a woman we'll call Mary. Now, Mary's in her 60s, has been married for about 40 years, and is unhappy with her marriage. But she feels guilty for feeling lonely and unfulfilled, so she blames herself for her feelings, and she tries to just keep silencing her inner voice. She feels increasingly powerless to be happy in her marriage and in her life. So she goes round and around in a circle, trying to change the way her husband acts in order to get her emotional needs met. And when she hits the bottom with that, she swings the opposite way and blames herself for feeling the way she feels, thinking she should just be happy with what she has. She continues to bounce back and forth between these two states, experiencing less and less energy and more health issues. But if Mary's willing to recognize her own power to choose, she'll be able to see the situation with new clarity. She will see that changing her husband isn't a real option, and neither is changing the truth of how she feels. She'll realize that she's using her power to choose by choosing to stay in her marriage. She could choose to leave home, face the unknown, and start a new life, but she would actually rather stay with her husband and continue living the life she knows. She recognizes that she's actually willing to stay in a less than fulfilling relationship in order to keep the family home together for her grown children and grandchildren to visit. She's not really comfortable with the thought of major change. Now, as hard as this is to face, once she sees it and recognizes that it is actually her choice, she reclaims her empowerment. She clearly sees that she's choosing to give up one thing in order to have another. And she understands that she has the power to make a new choice anytime she wants. This will carry her forward into positive change, even though in this case, she chooses to stay in her marriage. Life is set up to support you in having everything you need to live the life that's right for you. You can trust your inner wisdom to guide you safely to a life that gets better and better. Options always exist, but they remain unseen until you listen to your inner voice and connect to your true self. You're never as trapped as you think. The first step is recognizing your power to choose and that you are actually choosing and seeing why you're choosing, understanding the reason for the choice you're making. Your own inner wisdom is in sync with a universal force for good. When you follow your inner guidance, you always step into the flow of that good, and you begin to experience positive change in your life, no matter where you are right now. Step 3. Get the best results by being patient with yourself. It's best not to try to create wholesale radical change. Pay attention to your own comfort level. You can only move as fast as the slowest part of you can move. That slowest part is the part of you that's afraid, a part that craves security above all else. You'll actually grow more quickly if you don't try to push yourself faster than your own willingness to change. When we force ourselves to make changes we're not really ready for, the changes we make don't last. I'm going to say that again. When we force ourselves to make changes that we're not really ready for, the changes we make don't last. You will need to move beyond your comfort zone, but give yourself permission to do it gently. Put your focus on connecting with the truth inside you and let it guide you in small, incremental steps according to what feels right. Returning to a state of self-trust doesn't have to be scary, abrupt, or radical. Just move into alignment with your true self bit by bit, and you'll begin to attract to you everything you need to live according to your life purpose. Step 4. Bring all your issues into the light of your awareness. Now, most of us have a few ongoing issues that have been around a long time, and we may have given up on resolving these chronic issues because everything we've tried in the past has failed. The only solutions we're aware of sound worse than the problems themselves, and so we feel hopeless to change. So we take these unresolvable issues and shove them behind us, out of view. It's as if we have toxic, radioactive material that we don't know what to do with, so we stuff it in a trash bag and drag it around behind us where we don't have to look at it. We try to pretend it's not there, but its toxicity is leaking into everything we do, poisoning our lives. In order to remedy this situation, we need to bring all our issues into the light of our awareness. So imagine now that you're pulling your issues, one by one, out of your personal trash bag, and putting them on a table in front of you. Shine a bright light onto each one of them so that you can see exactly what each one is. And what this means in practical terms is that you become completely honest with yourself about how you feel. One of the first things that happens when we stop trusting ourselves is we stop being honest with ourselves about how we feel. We don't validate how we feel, and we sure don't validate our feelings as a reliable guiding force. We numb ourselves to how we feel. And as we do, we numb ourselves to the guidance that will bring solutions. From now on, be willing to be honest with yourself about how you feel about everything that's going on in your life. I know this is easier said than done. The main thing that keeps us from this willingness are A, the fact that we don't know how to change things, and B, we're afraid of what we think we'd have to do in order to change things. For example, if we're unhappy in our job, we may think the only solution is to quit, and since we're afraid that quitting would leave us worse off, we stuff our unhappy feelings behind us. But if you can be courageous enough to bring your feelings out, place them on the table, and just keep them there, being honest with yourself every day about how you feel without thinking that you need to have an answer, you'll get more in sync with your inner wisdom and with the universal force for good that surrounds you. Positive change will then begin to happen organically. In other words, if you can be honest with yourself, you'll get back in alignment with your true self. And once you're in alignment with your true self, you are back on the path that's right for you. When you follow other people's guidance in place of your own, you step off your true path. And the minute you do that, you find yourself in the dark, scary forest. The more you listen to others instead of yourself, the farther into the forest you go, and the harder it is to find your way back to your true path. Of course, it's never too late to return to your true path, but it's better to stay on it in the first place by following your own guidance. Sometimes your own true path can also seem scary, but it's not dark like the forest, and when you're on your true path, you'll always be moving forward instead of going in circles or feeling stuck. Stepping off your path by ignoring your guidance causes you to take a detour that delays you on your journey to greater and greater fulfillment. When you bring your issues into the light of your own awareness by being honest about how you feel, you step back on your own true path, and from there, in time, you'll see the next step. If you can stay honest about how you feel without feeling that you need to come up with a solution will present itself to you. It may not be a complete solution. It may just be the next step, something small and doable, something you'll feel right about. Taking action with this small step in the right direction will empower you and put you in touch with more of your life force, causing you to feel awakened and energized. So to review this step, bringing your issues into the light of your awareness means being honest with yourself about how you feel about the things in your life without feeling that you need to come up with a way to change them. The simple act of connecting to your truth puts you back in alignment with your true self and into a state of flow, within which you're magnetic to answers, solutions, and the forward movement that will take you to where you really want to be. The solutions you need will come to you bit by bit in small increments, without your having to struggle to think them up yourself, once you begin being honest with yourself about your issues. We tend to have a very narrow focus when it comes to seeing possible solutions to our problems, so let me remind you that there are many, many possible solutions to whatever problems you face. I promise you they exist. You may not be able to see them yet, but the more you get back in alignment with your true self, the more they will become visible to you. One by one, step by step, answers, solutions, ideas, and new situations will come to you, and your life will begin to unfold in a brand new way. This is how every one of us is meant to live, connected to our true selves, expressing who we are and what we love according to our original internal blueprint. Step 5. Feel yourself fully in your body. Get fully in touch with your body and honor it as a powerful guidance system. Most of us spend too much time in our heads and not centered within our physical forms. We project our energetic selves outside of us, focusing on how we appear to others, worrying about what others think and do, contemplating the future, etc. Our inner wisdom often speaks to us in a physical way. So it's very important for us to be centered and grounded in our physical bodies. The more we ignore our inner wisdom, the more health problems we experience because we're not in alignment with the flow of source energy that comes forth to fund us every day. And the more we get out of alignment with that flow of energy, the more problems we experience in our bodies. So one way to get back in alignment is to feel yourself fully in your body. Make it a practice to stop what you're doing a few times a day and focus your awareness on the different parts of your body. Feel the energy in your feet, in your knees, your thighs, your stomach, and so on. Really feel the energy in every part of your body. And now this will support you in connecting with your inner wisdom and trusting the guidance that comes forth. It also helps you to stay present. And one of the places where people commonly feel body guidance is in their abdominal area. So start to pay attention to how your stomach feels as you interact with others. Before I began to do this work, I would experience sometimes a reaction in my stomach when I talked with certain people, and I couldn't understand why I felt that way because these people, for instance, were saying positive, polite things, and I ended up blaming myself for the lousy way I felt when I was around them. But what I came to know is this: I can trust my stomach. When someone's using nice words, but what they're saying doesn't match up with what they're thinking and feeling, I will feel that discrepancy in my gut. I'm willing to bet that you will too, once you bring your consciousness back into your body. I have learned the hard way to trust my gut, to trust my own instincts, and to trust how my body feels in any given moment. In my work with clients, I've observed that their bodies are always giving them very accurate signals, but these signals are often ignored. In some cases, my clients have reported that they don't have any feelings at all in certain areas of their bodies. And if this is the case with you, just gently set a clear intention to regain awareness of your body at a pace that's gentle and safe and for your highest good. Use this intention as a sort of safety net and be patient with yourself as you regain body awareness. Step 6 is give yourself permission to choose. It's easy to get wrapped up in the events of life and find yourself living in reactive mode. But in order to live a life that perfectly expresses who you are and what you love, you need to live proactively. Begin to think of yourself as a creator who is creating something beautiful, and that beautiful creation is your life. No matter how unbeautiful your life may seem right now, the more you give yourself permission to choose, the more beautiful and satisfying it will become. Once you get in touch with your true feelings and open yourself to allow new solutions, you can begin to make choices, getting clear in your own heart and mind about what you want to create. And that is when your goals become magnetic. They take on a life of their own in order to manifest in the best way. But you have to give yourself permission to choose first. Don't be hampered by what's realistic. Don't think you have to figure out how to make it happen. Just consciously choose what you would love to create and keep choosing it within your mind and your heart. Connect to source energy love as you do this, and your choice itself will become magnetic. It will do the work for you. Step 7 is be guided by what you love. Our guidance comes to us in the form of positive energy toward what we love to be, do, and have. Love is what powers the universe, and everything else just falls away unless you give it life through your own energy. So give yourself permission to choose what you would love to experience. Your true creative power is independent of what you can create through your actions. Your power lies in getting in touch with your own inner truth, getting back in alignment with your inner guidance, and focusing on what you love. Love has its own magnetic power, and it will grow and grow, attracting to you and creating for you everything that's right for you. That's what you're meant to have, and it's also what the world needs for you to have. The world needs you to create a life that is the perfect expression of your beauty and your truth. Here are some inner dialogue questions that you can use to go deeper into the theme of self-trust. You'll most likely gain the best insight from writing your answers in a journal, but you can also answer them mentally if you choose. How were you taught to trust or not to trust yourself as a child? What do you feel stands in the way of trusting yourself now? Who do you trust more than yourself? Finish this sentence. If I were to live my life by trial and error, fill in the blank. To whom do you give your personal power, and what do you get in return? Like Mary in our example, who was trying to change her husband, is there a place in your life where you keep trying to choose something that isn't really an option? What are the actual options? And which option do you choose now on a trial and error basis? What are the issues you need to keep in the light of your awareness? What does it feel like for you to feel yourself fully in your body? How can you incorporate this practice into your daily life? What keeps you from feeling you have the right to choose and create in your life? What does it feel like for you when you connect to Source Love Energy? How can you bring that connection into everything you do? Here is a meditation for trusting yourself. Imagine yourself on a path of light. Feel love surrounding you from every direction. Feel it soaking up into the soles of your feet and shining into you from above. Feel your own energy expand and take on a new richness. On either side of this path of light, you see the people and things you love. Directly ahead, you see the things you would love to experience. And further ahead, you can just make out the shimmering forms of things you can't even imagine yet. You feel alive in every part of your body, and you know that no problem is powerful enough to come between you and the beauty on this path. You feel the power and fulfillment in the love that surrounds you and fills you, and you bring that power and fulfillment with you now as you go through the rest of your day. Anytime you wander off course, you let the power of love, beauty, and fulfillment guide you back to this path of light. This is Kim Wilborn giving you permission to trust yourself. And as always, wishing you love and abundance.